And I'm grabbing up for you now.
Thank you for holding. Is this Scott?
Yep.
Hey, Scott. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details.
Okay.
Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
Not right now, I guess.
Okay. Well, if any questions pop up, just fire them at me.
Okay.
Okay. Tara was saying that you were currently invested in a couple other things, and that was kind of your main concern with doing any
right.
kind of Google advertising. If you don't mind me asking, what are you using right now to get leads and get business?
I do a lot of county work and stuff like that. So I got some people that usually got stuff for there. Then I threw Angie's List right now, and then I got I don't know, the website, some other advertising.
Okay. The website. Yeah. No, I know it's definitely a lot. Well, you know, success on the internet, it's all about working with the right company. And I feel like if one of those guys that you signed up with early on was a home run, and the second and third one would have never happened, right?
So, yeah.
So I feel like maybe you got a lot of separate bills floating around. It might be some unnecessary spending. I have a feeling that this is more a conversation about spending less than spending more. The first thing that stuck out to me is Angie's. And Angie's is a paper lead service that's owned by Home Advisor Inc. And those guys get their leads from Google. If you actually look up any of your services, you'll see them there just underneath the Google Places guys where we're talking about listing you now. So basically they'll put themselves up there for excavation. If somebody clicks on that Home Advisor listing, they have this form they fill out, they get turned into a lead. They don't let them call you guys directly. And the reason they don't let them call you guys directly is because when they get that lead information, they're going to sell it to about three or four of you. And then they're going to charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. So with being on the first page of Google independently and having a Google Places placement through our company, Local Splash, you're putting yourself in position to have people call you directly off the first page without the lead fees and without the leads going to three or four other guys. And I'm sure you could see the value in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a flat monthly rate. And whether you get 100 calls, 200 calls a month, your bill's the same. You don't got to worry about that going up or changing. So obviously you could see how that would save you money if you're getting four or five leads a week on Home Advisor by Angie's.
Huh?
Right?
Yeah.
And then I saw you already have your own website built. When you say like the website guy, are they just charging you the fees for the site, like to purchase the domain and to host the site, or?
Yeah, you just purchase the domain, and I think they host the site, and then, I don't know, my wife set it all up. I have no
idea. Gotcha. But I know how that goes. I'm married, so I don't know. I'm like, yeah, that's your department.
That's
my
thing.
Department. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I say. Last night, she was like, oh, you going to help me with these dishes? And I'm like, that's your job. I take out the trash. Well, that's all.
It'd be great if it worked like that, but.
Yeah. And it's just like, whatever, you know, I'm like, hey, that's how it works, though. So, you know, I do this, you do that. But I know sometimes they do offer like SEO, like on-site SEO, so that way it's compatible for when you do have the opportunity to get a placement like this. And that's what I was curious about, because if you are working with us as a Google partner, you wouldn't have to pay that monthly fee. You also wouldn't have to pay hosting either, because we would be able to provide the hosting for your site. So you just need ownership of your domain, which is something you usually buy it outright when you get the site. And then sometimes you have to pay for like graphic design, but a lot of times people build it themselves and then they're just paying the hosting fee to keep everything up. So
yeah,
I feel like between the site and between Angie's, we'll be able to clear some things off of your out of your marketing budget should save you some money. But the major benefit is that first page placement. We do other things. As a Google partner, we would actually host your complete online business profile. So you'd have a Facebook business profile we'd create for you and host and run ads through. You can get customers from there for excavation jobs. You're on the first page of Bing. They pull from Google's top three to recommend their top five. So that's also a part of our service. And then there's about 60 other directories, you know, things like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Amazon Alexa voice search results. You know, there's a few different things that we do to go along with it.
How much is
this
a month?
So normally what they ask for a platinum bundle like that, they usually want $499 to complete the full business profile for a company and host it. That's with the website and everything. But you guys already have your own site, and we'd only be providing hosting for your site. And then there's also a credit that I could apply for you being under 5 years. So to shoot you straight on it, Scott, if you were to come on board with us today and secure that first page placement and get the platinum package, I could reduce it to just $299 out the door. And then I could lock you in at that pricing structure. So that way you keep that rate as long as you're with us month in and month out. It won't go back up on you. And then, as I mentioned before, there's no other charges throughout the month, so you don't incur any other lead fees, click fees, or call fees outside of that. It's just a one-time payment each month.
Yeah, and then there's no guarantee how many leads you get.
Well, I mean, yeah, because Google, anybody that guarantees you anything, Scott, is lying to you to get you to buy it.
Oh,
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we put you up there. I can say things like, here, let me pull the analytics for excavation. And you would travel like a whole 40 miles from this 56093 zip code?
I mean, most of my jobs right now are within a half hour, 45 minutes. If
okay,
I have
yeah.
to go more, I will.
Okay, but yeah, the local listings, the local listings, they only cover you for up to 40 miles from where you receive your Google PIN verification letter, which is like a little postcard they send you in the mail. So you could cover less than that if you want, but I'm pulling data for the full 40-mile radius around. The main guy that you'd be dealing with, or competing against, I should say, is Hanks, and I'm pretty sure you could blow them out of the water. They're fairly new themselves.
I'm pretty sure he just passed away. Unless somebody bought him.
Really?
But somebody else might have bought him, that bought the name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't know that. The account is still active with their Google partner. That's where I actually pulled the pricing quote from. Because it's a $4.99 monthly payment that's going through. I hope they're not charging a dead man's card for that. I'm going to send a notification. Real quickly here.
I'm pretty sure he passed away.
Okay. I'm going to send a notification, though, to have the Google partner reach out
but
to them.
But like I said, somebody did. Somebody might have run it, or maybe his son took it over. I don't know.
Yeah. They'll find out. But I definitely want to, you know, raise their eyebrow to it and kind of check on that. They might be. Because it's set up on an auto bill with the Google partner. But it's $4.99 that they have. But it's actually stating that their listing, you know, had 1,812 active clicks over the last 30 days. So that's kind of concerning. And I'm not saying that.
Like I said, somebody might be running it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's a grandson or something that took it over, or a son. That's a little alarming, though. But for Waseca County and surrounding areas, just in the last 30 days, the excavation keyword has 1,373 searches. So excavation is just one of 15 keywords that we would list you for at a time. So I'm not saying that, hey, we'll list you up there, you'll get 1,373 phone calls, or that you even want that kind of a problem, right?
I do not want that problem.
yeah, I don't think anybody does.
I know I can't get that done.
Yeah, it's just a headache at that point. It's like, shut the phone off, right? Just mute it.
Yeah,
but that's a good number to see, you know, especially when you're a newer company. The other guys up there are like Tim's Trucking and Excavations, and then the Whit Bros Excavating. I don't know if you heard of them. But
Whit
even
Bros?
If, yeah, it's WITTE. Maybe it's White.
Well, I haven't heard of
but
them, I guess.
Spelled,
Tim's
spelled
at all.
Differently. Yeah, they're at a Faribault?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so they're 23 reviews, 10 years in business. They've been around for a while, it looks like. But yeah, so, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to get 1,373 phone calls, right? I mean, I know we would list you for other things, too, so you probably get that many eyes on you, though. Even if you're only able to get 1% of what's up there for your 15 keywords that we list you for, it's going to make a significant difference. That's why I'm telling you, you know, guys like Home Advisor by Angie's, they're using this to get the leads they're selling to you now. So, no, we can't guarantee you a certain number. Google doesn't want us to tell you, hey, you're going to get 20 of them, and then you get 15 and you cancel based on that, right?
Right.
So they want us to be, like, kind of under-promise to you guys. That way, you know, if you do get more or than we promise, you're happy and you want to stick with it. If we over-promise and you go, hey, you know, they told me I was going to get 20, I didn't get it, I don't want to use them, then we lose you guys altogether. And it's a month-to-month service where people can come and go as they please. So usually got to be very, very transparent with the business owner. Also, our services require us to kind of walk you through the system and make sure it's working. It's not kind of like a set it and forget it thing. We want to customize the marketing strategy so that way we know all the calls you're getting are qualified, not wasting your time, things like that.
Right.
So unfortunately, I can't give you a guarantee unless you're using Google Guarantee, which is another product that we do have. It's a pay-per-lead service, kind of like Angie's, except for the difference is that we actually hand you the lead with the live customer on the line, and we've already pre-screened and vetted them to make sure they're a good fit for you, and then they don't charge you the lead fee unless you actually set an appointment with them and agree to go out and meet with them. So that's a different campaign. I would offer you that campaign right out of the gate, but the problem is that you got to go through Google verification and you got to have at least 5 reviews on your Google business profile. Right now, if you look up SF Enterprises LLC and you even type in Waseca, there's no verified Google business profile for us to go off of or any reviews.
Right.
So we're basically building you up from scratch. So what I would recommend is do this maybe like a month or two. We'll already have those reviews built up probably within the first month. If you can get some like old clients you've worked with in the past or somebody to get on there and write the reviews on the Google business profile, and then we can advance you into Google Guarantee. If you're one of those guys that's like, hey, I want a guarantee for what I'm doing and what I'm going to get back, we could definitely grow you to that point. But your business is kind of at its infancy online. So, you know, we got to create all these listings, make sure they're uniform, verify you. Got a lot of work to do basically over the next 30 days, but if I could approve a package like that, I mean, it's going to save you about $200 off the initial investment, and it's going to save you $200 every month moving forward compared to what your competitors are paying for the same exposure. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot, not to mention I'll be able to save you money. You won't be paying lead fees anymore once we have this all up and running.
Well, the bad thing is I just signed up for that. So I literally got the initial fees on that one, right? I haven't even paid for it yet.
Yeah, that was my concern. That's why I kind of tried to lowball on the price, and I asked them. Same thing with Tara, kind of getting me to jump on and approve that pricing structure. Is usually when you're doing a system like that, they drain you. You know, they like send you these leads real quick, and they start charging you for the leads, or they have like a hefty setup cost where you're paying $700-$800 just to get it launched, and that kind of puts the business in a position where, you know, you got to kind of wait and see what's going to happen with that money. But what I found is that my guys that stick with that, it just gets worse. Unfortunately, you know, it doesn't get better because it's a pay-per-lead system. So, you know, you wind up going backwards before you go forward. You know, your cost per lead might be $50-$60, but you got to buy like 4 or 5 leads for each conversion, which, you know, If you're paying $200-$300 and you're getting a $1,200 excavation job, that's not horrible, right? But there's a lot more cost efficient ways to get that same result, you know, just by cutting out the middleman and not charging for each individual call and lead opportunity. A lead is not a guarantee. A lead's still a maybe. It's like buying a scratcher at the gas station, you know. You don't know what you get until after you already paid for it, so. Instead of gambling, you know, we can create your Google business profile, have you actually exist as your own independent business online and start branding you on that first page. And if you ever want to leave it, you know, you could leave it and you'll still keep that Google business profile, right? And so that those are things that stick with you. If you cancel Home Advisor after building up 20 reviews on that, or Angie's, sorry, they're the same company in my mind. They basically delete everything. So you kind of lose everything that you're building up. And ultimately, you know, if you are an old timer, fast forward 5, 10 years, 20 years from now, whatever the case may be, and you decide you want to sell this business, that's really what you're selling. It is the business name, the reputation that you've built up on Google, the pipeline of business that you built up over that time. That's what holds all the value when you come to a point of selling the company. So you definitely want to kind of document everything and build up those reviews and get started on these things sooner rather than later.
I'd like to sign up, but I literally haven't even paid for the last one. I mean, I'm kind of...
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, not really, I guess.
The Google listings are rare. You know, Home Advisor by Angie's, if I'm fresh out of high school and I want to buy those same leads that they're selling to you, they'll give them to me. You know, if my money's green, they'll sign me up and they'll put me in the same spot you're in. There's nothing special about it. When it comes to these Google first page placements, it's based on availability. So when companies solicit that space, that's their space unless they relinquish it. Like they go to another area or they discontinue their spot. And that's why we're reaching out to you. It might be because of Hank's. I honestly don't know. They didn't tell me the reason why the spot opened up. They just tell us, hey, the spot's open, and then here's the guys that we consider qualified. And they send that list over, and then my reps like Tara, they kind of just call down until we find the guy to fill it. But some people wait like 6 months, a year, just for a position to open up in their industry and area, you know? So if we're able to not only get your Google business profile fired up, verify all those listings, everything in that platinum bundle, and then put you directly on the first page where all the traffic's happening, you know, in the middle of summertime, which is the peak time of the year. I mean, there's never really a better time for your business or a more ideal situation than right now. And then not to mention the pricing structure decrease, you know. So I know things are probably tight because of Home Advisor. They like to drain people. But if you can bite the bullet over the next week or two while we get everything launched and set up, it's something that you definitely will benefit from, not just today, but long term. And I'm sure you won't regret it. You'll probably wind up canceling Home Advisor and saving yourself a couple $100 a week or Angie's.
How long do I have to make the decision? Like this second or what?
Well, again, I mean, it's definitely something we're actively looking to fill. But let me show you this. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. So what I'm offering you is this platinum bundle. If you go underneath our Google partner badge, it's the very last package down. It says most popular. I was originally offering you a pro, but I'm upgrading it to platinum. The difference is the platinum comes with the Facebook ads, Amazon Alexa, the tracking system. So you have the app with a client relations management system or a CRM system where you'll actually like track all your customers in there. That way if you're missing calls or you want to go back and be able to see exactly what we're bringing in, you can always log into that app at any time. You have live reports there. But normally $5.99 monthly, $2.99 setup fee. So normally you're paying $8.98 value. This is actually a better package than your competitors have. Better package than Hank's was on, better package than Tim's, better package than White Bros. Okay, all these guys are doing pros. And then it has the analytics system built into it. So you could actually see like which services in your industry are getting the most hits or traffic. That way you don't have to guess on like what your keywords should be in order to keep your phone ringing consistently. And you could always swap your keywords out. But normally $8.98, got, I'll get that down to the $299 that I offered you for the pro, and I'll also waive the setup fee. So that saves you $600 today. And then each month moving forward, it's going to save you another $300. And we'll have this outlined in a service agreement that you get that platinum package and all of its contents month to month as long as you're with us. That'll never go up or change.
Okay.
So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure, you know, it's pretty significant. But really what I want to do is just get your foot in the door. Once I show you the difference, it'll sell itself to you. I mean, Google advertising's been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 15, 16 years. So I'm sure once you sit down and evaluate it after a month, you know, and you compare it to what you're doing now, not only will you be spending less, but you'll be making more, and you'll feel real comfortable enough to continue to use us long term, or maybe even advance into like Google Guarantee and one of our other products down the line.
All right. You couldn't call them a week ago?
The spot wasn't available. We don't know who we're going to talk to as a Google partner. You know, they just tell us like, hey, this spot's open and here's who we think is eligible, you know? And then they have my reps kind of like pre-screen you guys and go from there. I hear you though. I wish we could have, because I feel like it would be a lot easier conversation. It's kind of hard when somebody just spent X amount. You know, I've heard some people sign up for that service like $400, and then I hear other people it's like $800 or $750.
Right.
Yeah. So I know it would be a lot easier conversation if that wasn't the case. But also from a long-term perspective, you know, this is going to save you from paying per lead for the next however long. And if you want to keep doing that, by all means, you keep doing that. I'm not saying you have to cancel. I've just worked with a lot of people over the last 12 years that have used that service. They were called Service Magic, and then they switched to Home Advisor after the Federal Trade Commission shut them down for selling bogus leads. And then they bought Angie's List in 2017. Now they're Home Advisor by Angie, you know, or Angie's Leads. And they're still doing the same thing. All they do is Google advertise. You can see them right there. If you type in excavation in your area, they're on the first page of Google, the paid advertisement. And if somebody clicks on that, they tell them, hey, we're going to connect you with 5 or 6 trusted professionals. So the homeowner's like, awesome. You know, I'm going to get 5 quotes for free. Meanwhile, the business owners on the back end are paying a lead fee for it. And then this homeowner's going, hey, I'm just going to listen to all 5 or 6 of you guys and pick the cheapest one. And then the other guys that didn't even get the job because they didn't drop their rates to compete with the other guys are just stuck with that lead fee. And that's been the ongoing thing for the last however long. So I know I'm asking you to spend more money right now, but I don't feel bad about it because I know it's going to save you from that and continuing to do that long term.
How much today? Is it $200 to $300 a day or what?
Yeah, it'd be $299 out the door.
And how? $300 a month?
Yep, and then I'm locking in $299. So that's $10 a day. I mean, if you were to hire somebody to market for your business on a day-to-day basis or consistently try to get leads and job opportunities for your business, you're going to be spending that like every 2 days, realistically. So, you know, that's pennies on the dollar just to go with a Google partner directly than to try to hire somebody to market for you in-house or go door knocking or hang flyers or something.
Can I cancel at any time?
Yeah, you can cancel at any time. Everybody that's on that first page, they're coming back at their own will each month. We're not requiring any kind of contract or commitment from you. And then there's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that either. We just stop doing the optimization that's keeping you on the first page, but you still keep your Google business profile and on all the online listings that we create while you're using our services. So you'll still benefit from it even if you leave it later. But you're not going to leave it. You're thinking worst case scenario. Yeah.
Is that straight $299? There's no other junk fees and all this other crap? Yep. Start going.
No other charges. We'll send you everything in writing, and I'll send you your Google verification form right now.
Okay. I hate.
I know. Well, you didn't start a business for people to not find you, you know? Right now, if you look up SF Enterprises LLC, the only thing you're going to find is a HomeAdvisor listing with a tracking number. You'll get turned into a lead and sold to yourself, or you can have your own Google listings with your own reputation.
I know. I hate that. I don't know.
I know it sounds complicated from your perspective, but that's also another reason to have a Google partner, you know, and to work with us is you shouldn't be worried about these things on a day-to-day basis. You know, it should be something
well,
that's
kind
almost
of,
like
setting for wants money.
What was that?
Everybody wants money. That's all it is. No
well,
what you
do. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, any business, you know, and this kind of how I look at things too. It's okay to, I mean, if you're a businessman, it's okay to spend money if you're making more, right? What I'm trying to bring to the light is that the system that you're spending money on isn't necessarily going to make you more, or it, for some people it can, you know, but it's a rare few. It's less common. Whereas if we list you independently, the success rate for these guys that are on the first page is very high. They're getting the first right of refusal on about 90% of the job opportunities out there. So they're making a whole lot more than what they're spending each month, even at the $499 pricing structures that they're on. So if I'm giving you a package of greater value at a lesser price, you know, yes, you're not going to have the reviews that they're going to have starting out with, right? That's kind of going against it. But you do have every possible bell and whistle under the sun to where you shouldn't need anything else. And you know, it's a level playing field, so to speak. Whereas right now, I mean, you could pull out your phone, look up excavating contractor, you're not even going to find yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Now, you're talking about for the website and stuff that I could get rid of some of the other stuff.
Yeah, so if they're doing any kind of like on-site SEO for you, a lot of times they'll offer that where they make the website compatible for these types of advertisements. It's just because Google has specific requirements on the site. So, you know, if they're doing that, then you won't need that. It really just depends on what their agreement there is. And then also, there's usually a monthly hosting charge for your website, and we'll host your site for you as well, so you won't have to pay that monthly hosting. So it could be anywhere from, like, as low as $30 a month to as high as, like, $150 a month, depending on, I know you said your wife handles it, but depending on what she did, basically.
I thought it was like $150 a year or something.
$150 a year sounds like you just rented the domain with some hosting.
Okay.
Okay. And so you're going to have to pay that every year, but that's fine. The major benefit to you in this is the first page placement. We could just use that site that you already have, and that way the site's actually getting traffic and hits. Right now, the only people that are going to see your site is if you texted it to them or handed them a business card with it on there, and they typed it in and went and looked at it.
Right.
Yeah. This is catching people right at the moment they're doing the search. Your reviews are up there, your name, address, phone number. You know, if there's a click-to-call button, if they're on a mobile device, they could just call you live from there, or they could, you know, tap on that website icon and review your website. Now that's actually getting seen and has a chance to make you some money, get return on investment out of it.
So, okay.
I mean, if I land you one job in the next 30 days, it's going to make sense. Obviously, the goal
right.
is more than that. We want to bring you as much opportunity as possible, but, you know, one conversion is going to offset it for a couple of months, and that's really our goal. We want to put you in a position where you don't have a problem affording this each month, and maybe you lock it in long-term or upgrade to other products and features later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what do we do for you? What do I do to sign up then?
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile and submit your profile. When they receive this notification at the Google headquarters, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. And you only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
34662.
Valley View.
Road.
Okay, I got it. Here it is.
First page then, or what?
Say that again?
First page. So that's the first page, so then there's only me or what? Or there's
no.
Two?
Yeah, so if in fact Hank is gone, because I don't know, then you would take that spot. But the other guys that are up there now is like Tim's Trucking and Excavating and White Bros Excavating. So there's up to three spots on that first page in this Google Places section for all of Waseca County and surrounding areas.
But there's only three spots.
There's only three spots, yeah, so you'll have one of those. But I just don't know who's going to be removed. So if Hank did sell it and Hank is still doing it, then maybe it's Tim's or White Bros that's actually coming down or relocated. I don't actually know the full disclosure of it. But we don't call out unless there's a spot available. So I know you'll have one of those spots 100%. And then how you're listed, one, two, or three, will be based on the location of the end user. So if you're searching from home and you're looking up one of your services, you're most likely going to see yourself as the number one option.
Okay.
And then the further out you go, it just depends on if you're closer to one of these other guys. But you'll always be a top option there on page one. Okay. And then, so the pin, just to verify, 34662 Valley View Road, Waseca. And it's 56093.
Yeah.
Okay. Valley View is all one word, right?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. I found it. It wasn't showing up here on the map. And then you could receive mail at this address?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want me to hide the address, Scott?
Oh, my house?
Yeah. I could hide it. And, like, it'll put the pin in, like, the nearest cross street. So that way they don't actually know like where you are, and it'll still say Waseca, Minnesota, and then 56093. It just won't have the actual like street address in there if I hide it.
Yeah, there's some crazy people.
Right. That's kind of why I said that is because when I looked it up, it looks like a residence, and so I'm like, okay, you know, if you have a brick and mortar, it's different. There's brick and mortar companies that have like locations for people to actually go there, but. If you're doing business at a home, you're going to them. I don't really have to have this displayed, and I wouldn't recommend you display it.
No.
Okay. So let me go ahead and hide this.
Doing drainage ditch and stuff, that's like my main focus, but I still do. I'm going to do other stuff too. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to schedule.
Know if that's really good.
Oh, you're cutting out a little bit. Say that again.
Oh, that's why I don't know if it's up on there or what.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to do a client interview. I'm going to schedule it. We could either do it later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like today. But they'll go over your keywords. Like, we have a good idea on what we should list you for as far as, like, what's getting the most traffic according to Google Analytics. But you have final say on everything. So if you're just like, hey, I want to do drainage ditches, excavation, land clearing, brush clearing, excavating contractor, grading, resloping. Like, you could just tell them, hey, this is what I want, and we'll list you for those keywords, and we'll launch it that way. And then through your tracking system, you can actually see the analytics. So if you ever notice that some keywords are working better than others, you could always swap them out, too. You're not just stuck with the ones you go with during your client interview.
Because what's getting hit the most? Is it housing or what?
Well, excavation. I mean, you got to remember, people search kind of generically. So, like, something for you that's, like, very specific, like drainage ditches, I used to think of it as, like, I used to call them riverbeds, you know? Like a drainage ditch, I would be like, oh, I went and ran by the riverbed, you know, and it's a drainage ditch or something kind of like that. So people have different verbiage. And so that's why the analytics system is important. You know, we want to see which ones are actually searching instead of just assuming or playing the guessing game. And so that's the benefit to having our services, having that client interview done, and make sure we're customizing it and we're putting you in the best position to be successful. And obviously we're monitoring those trends too, because if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid next month. You know, so we want you to get as much opportunity as you can. We want you to get as much opportunity as you can, you know, realistically.
Yeah.
All right. What's your last name? Oh, what was that?
Nothing. Frederick.
Frederick. Okay. My grandfather's name.
Frederick.
You spell it the same too. Okay. Scott Frederick. All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
It's SF Enterprises, D-I-G-I-T. I don't know if you dig it, but it looks like digit.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
That's funny. Bigot. That's Enterprises Bigot. Well, you weren't doing any spelling contests in school, huh? You were the kid digging holes in the sandbox. That's my youngest son. He's all in love with tractors. He's like, excavator. They have like this song he's always singing, excavator. He's just digging in the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I know what you're going to do later. All right, so, and then Waseca. Okay, I'm going to attach your website. Website's good, by the way. I checked it out. Looks good. So whoever you paid to do that, or your wife, she did a good job. No, she did a good job. It looks good. I see business owners all the time try to create their own site, and they're like, yeah, I built one myself, but I look at it, I'm like, oh, my God. You don't want to show this to people, really, do you?
Some things on there yet, but
yeah, I mean, obviously websites are always ever changing. I don't think they're ever really like a finished product. Businesses go through changes and make updates, and you know, you want to continue to update that, and that's the whole point of having host, is that way if you want to make the changes, you can just have somebody get in there, or she could get in there and fix it for you. All right, so we'll go. All right, and how do you want your hours of operation?
Oh, for people's contact?
Yeah, this would be for phone calls. Mm-hmm.
I suppose 8 to 6 or something.
8 to 6? Okay. You could always change it, too. I'm going to actually text you my direct number and extension. And then if you ever want to swap anything out or make a change like that, you could just give me a call. But you want to go 8 to 6, like Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends, too?
I can take some phone calls on the weekends, but I don't want to be blown up.
Okay.
So,
by appointment only?
I mean, you can put Saturday, I don't know, 9 to 2 or something. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you...
Well, that's what I was saying, by appointment only. Like, I can leave the weekends available for phone calls because it's just a call. Like, if they know your regular work hours are 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, they could still call you, but there's going to be that kind of predisposition of, even if I call him today on a Saturday, he's probably not going to be able to get out to me till Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I do work weekends, but I don't want to
yeah.
promote it.
Yeah, and that right. I mean, if you can, then you can. You can help him, but I don't want to give him, yeah, the impression that, hey, you're going to be there tomorrow if they call you on a Saturday, you know. Leave that up to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
Not card.
No card. Okay. Cash and check. Okay. Submit. All right, Scott, I got the business profile done. So I'm going to go ahead and submit this, and then you're going to get a message for your Google verification form, and I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I want you to be able to see this Google verification form because it's going to ask you, do you have any kind of like license or insurance?
Yes, or insurance.
I have insurance. I'm working on getting my contractors for more residential stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty lenient with the excavating jobs for the most part, as long as you're not doing anything like super big, major. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Let me just double check. Requirements. Or excavation. Residential contract. Oh, yeah, you're already working on it. Did you pay the fee already, the $180?
For a class, yeah.
For a class? Okay. Yeah, they have a application, City of Hermantown, but the State of Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry just says residential contracting license is recommended for jobs over... Residential building contractors who gross annual receipts in the residential activities are less than $50,000. Oh, yeah, it's saying $15,000. Have a certificate of exemption, gross annual receipts, contracting or modeling jobs, regardless.
You'll go over $15,000, they want you to have a license so they can collect money.
That's what it says, yep. It's saying if it's less than $15,000, and so excavation,
right.
Trenching, grading, site grading, okay, drain systems.
Okay.
So you're good. Just proceed with caution. Obviously, if you get one of those big wigs that call you, you want to make sure you have your stuff in place so that way you're not putting yourself in a hard spot. I mean, even then, if you're already Google verified and we have you up there, they're probably not even going to ask for it, but it's just kind of have that in the back of your mind. Be extra careful.
Well, if I'm working on getting it, I just haven't done. That's another thing.
Well, you don't sound like the kind of guy that's going to just, you know, hire some bozo and then have them out there destroying your whole name and reputation. I feel like you're going to get out there and do it yourself, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you'll be fine. And even when you hire some people, just kind of oversee it, and I think you'll be good. But definitely still work on it. It just adds a lot of credibility and then protection.
Right.
Okay, so save. Yeah, no, you're fine. I just want to make sure there was no hurdles as far as us getting the Google verification completed, but it's fine. They say even if you just verbally say, hey, I'm working on it, or I do intend to get it, that we could go ahead and proceed, but also to advise you to proceed with caution when it comes to actually taking these jobs, you know. And then if it's under $15,000, there's nothing to really worry about. Okay.
Wow, that's a total year.
Oh, is it annual?
I think.
Oh yeah, you can blow through that pretty quickly. Let me go back. Residential building contractors. Oh, it says gross annual receipts. Yeah, activities less than $15,000. Okay, well, so you got about a month or two. Hopefully, that's an understatement. But yeah, I mean, one job.
End up getting to that point, you can apply and start working on it. So if you're at least I can say I normally don't do a lot of potential, so now I'm going to apply for it and get it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So I guess I'll go that route.
I'm not seeing any red flags pop up because usually they'll tell me to stop if there's something like significantly missing. This one just says like, if they be saying they're working on it, just advise them to proceed with caution and go ahead and list them. So it's not going to stop us from listing you. It's just, you know, obviously be careful while you're out there and understand the law. It's fine. Don't get any bad reviews when we're first starting this because that would really shoot us in the foot. I don't think you will, but just throwing that out there. If I have you on page one with a 1-star rating, it's not going to do us much good. Okay, save. All right, and did you get my number in that Google business or that Google verification form?
Did you text it or what did you do?
Yeah, I texted it to you. The Google verification form was emailed as well, so it's text and email. It'll say, Scott, to get your Google business profile verified, and there's like a link in there.
So is this listed under Google or Local Splash? Or what is?
We're a Google partner. Yeah, we're a Google partner, so we're a premier partner. We're actually right next to Google. Like, if you look up Local Splash and you look up the Google headquarters, we're right next to them here in Southern California.
Okay.
Yep. So we're a premier partner, and we host the listings. And that's, I mean, our role basically is to make sure that it's working for you guys, because Google did have ads where people could sign up on their own, and then it would kind of require the business owner to learn all the ins and outs of it. And then if they weren't hosting it properly, they wouldn't see the right return on investment, and they would just cancel it. They'd get frustrated with it. Like, I'm paying for this, and I have to do all this work, and it's not working out, and then they just cancel it. So the whole point of the Google partners now is you have a whole company of Google-certified technicians that are going to work on your listing and host it for you, making sure that it's working. That way you get return on investment, and then you keep using it each month, and Google makes their money each month. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
We just make it flow for everybody. Okay. Google verification form, good. Contact information, good. submitted account. Okay, PIN verification's on the way. There's a 5-digit number I need on that postcard when it comes in the mail. You might want to let your wife know that that's coming in so they don't throw it away. It says Google right on it, so it's not, it doesn't look like junk mail, but just a heads up, I need that little number. All right, and then for the client interview, so our client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window. This is where they're going to go over your keywords, the service area, and just make sure we're representing you properly. So what would be the best time for you?
I don't know. What time is it now?
Right now it's 12:23 CT.
I don't know, 2 o'clock?
2 p.m.? All right. Let's see what we got. Ooh. I could do 3 to 4.
Okay.
That works?
Sure.
Okay. They'll text you at 2, just as a reminder. It's like a heads up. Client interview. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, too.
When did this go on your site?
What was that?
When does this go or get posted?
Yeah, we don't put it on our site. Remember that. We put you directly on Google, right? So it usually we need to do the Google verification, the client interview, and then get that pin in the mail before we can actually go live with it. So that's just the setup process for everybody. The beautiful thing is we won't have to build a website or anything thanks to your missus there. So that'll make things go a lot faster. It's one less thing we got to get up and running. Okay. Boom. And invite client interview. All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month payment of the $299?
I'll do credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name or does it have the business name or both?
Both.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
American Express.
American Express. Okay. Yes, sir. Business account. And then we'll send the invoice receipt so you could write it off as a business expense here. All right. And so American Express is a little bit different. It's going to have a 15-digit number on the front. And then there's also a 4-digit security code on the front with the expiration date, month, and year. If we could start with the 15-digit code and read it from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
3779 3779 okay 86 25 25 69 69 91 91 00 00 6 6
okay. Yeah, those ones always throw me off. Every other cards are like 4-digit sequences. My Amex has it all weird. Okay, and then the expiration date, month, and year?
How do I verify this is even you guys?
Local Splash?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here 12 years, Scott. You picked a weird time to start second-guessing. No, we're a legitimate business. We've been in business since 2004. I've worked here 12 years myself. We're not a scam.
01 01 27 27,
and then the 4-digit number on the front.
80
807 what?
3 3.
Okay, I'm gonna send you all the paperwork right now while I have you on the line since you asked that question. Okay, to make sure you're comfortable. So sit tight with me. All right. That way you have everything documented in writing. That is a good kind of question to ask. I get what you were saying, though, because it's not so much about oh, is Local Splash a real company that's right next to Google? And you know, it's like, are you guys actually Local Splash, though? You know?
Right.
Yeah, that was actually good. I didn't understand how you were getting at that first, but I get it now, what you were asking. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that you can't buy to me anyway, but...
Yeah, but we send you everything in writing, so you have it all documented, and then, you know, good thing is you're an Amex holder, so if anything I say is not true, you just get it right back. We know that. That's why I was telling you right at the beginning of the call. It's better for me to, like, just be super transparent with you than to, you know, mislead you in any way, because then we'll just end up losing you guys. We don't want that. We don't want to start working on this and putting all this effort into it and then see you go after a month, you know?
Because if I end up canceling, then I pull them off the front page, then you just can't get back on until the spot opens up again.
Yeah, exactly. You basically, well, we have to have the spot open, and then we reach out to you. I'm getting a call. Yeah. Andrew Fryerot, 248. I think one of my clients just called me big. Let me just tell him. I'll be with you in just a moment, bud. Working on one. Okay. Andrew, I worked with him already for 4 years. Okay. I got to see what's going on because I haven't heard from that guy in like 6 months. Okay. All right. So it looks like they processed your payment. So you'll get a automated confirmation with an outline of the agreement. They're going to send you that Google verification form again, it looks like, as part of an automation. And then it's also going to send your username and password for the account dashboard and tracking system, since I have you on a platinum package.
Okay.
And so in this service agreement, that link that'll come through, you got to sign off on it, and it'll have everything documented in writing. So it's literally every product and feature that we're doing for the business from top to bottom. It's outlined in black and white in that service agreement. It'll also have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy, which is you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. You will see some verbiage in there pertaining to a website. Like if you cancel and want to keep the site, they have like all these buyout options, which is like early termination. And so you'll see that. It might raise an eyebrow, but you already have your own site, so it doesn't apply to you. So don't worry about it. That's the only time there's ever any kind of like cancellation fee, is if you wanted to like keep the site that we built for you. But since you already have your own site, a wife saves you some headaches there.
And then for the site, then does it transfer over to that, like where you're listing it then?
Well, the site's hyperlinked. It's a hyperlink, yeah. So like you ever see that little website icon, like the little globe and it says website? You'll have that. And then if they click on it, it's just going to automatically link them or send them over to your website that you already have. We're not really going to touch it or do anything with it unless you guys ask us to.
Okay.
Yeah, but we do have it attached to your Google business profile so they could use it as a point of reference. See some pictures of stuff that you guys have done in the past. She did a good job on the site, honestly. It's not bad. Like, I'm telling you, I've seen some really crappy sites. So, like, I get it.
Yeah, we haven't gotten...
There is a couple of them that are sideways, though. I will say that. There's a couple of drainage ditches that are running horizontally here. They should be going vertical.
Did they switch?
Yeah. Well, they're just... Yeah, it's just the pictures, like, turn to the side. There's, like, three of them. But everything else is good. It's literally just the drainage ditches too, but it's interesting because it looks like you have the same picture on there like twice. Maybe she did that. And it's like one of them's turned, one of them's not turned, you know, there's like some duplicates. Yeah. So maybe she didn't see it was already in there and then like submitted them all to the gallery, but nonetheless, it's still good. Man, the brush clearing that you do on some of these ones is nuts. I didn't even realize this was the same. I didn't even realize that was the same job, though. Like, I just saw this picture of all these trees, and then I realized it when I saw the before and after shot. of the drainage ditch with all the trees gone. How long does that take on average, would you say, that a job like that?
Oh, I mean, that really varies. I mean, it depends how long the ditch is.
Are you doing stump grinding too? Like, how are you? Are you just pulling those from the root? Like,
I just pull them out.
Oh, wow.
I got a pretty big, I can just, a lot of them I just grab and pull up.
Okay, so you have the right equipment. Yeah, that looks like it would be super, like, labor-intensive without the right equipment, but it looks good.
Yeah, I don't get out of the seat.
Yeah, you're really having fun. That's awesome.
As handwork as possible.
That's like my dream job, honestly, to get up in one of those things and then just have, like, some nice headphones in, maybe, like, a coffee or, you know, some kind of caffeine and just whip around all day. That sounds fun. Sounds like a good time.
It doesn't work that way.
you're like, I kind of need to have the ears and be aware what's going on.
I wish I could have those jobs and just sit in there all day long, but
yeah.
There's more to it.
Yeah, especially as a business owner though too. Now you got to deal with all the other stuff. You know, if you're just working for somebody, probably you could do that, but when you're a business owner, now you got the business side of it you got to focus on too.
Paperwork,
closing the deals, talking to people. You know, there's a lot of face to face there. You know, making sure you're getting good reviews when you're done, making good impressions. There's more to it.
Trying to take them. Everything.
Yeah, filing, managing everything. The thing is, you don't have any employees yet, right?
No.
Yeah.
You'll
get there.
Yeah.
I focus on the licensing stuff first.
When I need help, I just pull other people in. But
That's always nice. So you do have some guys that can help you if you need it. You can just pay them under the table or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Or they got their own business too, so then I just pay them a premium rate or whatever their rate is and bring them in. I don't have to train them. They come in, get the job done, and go. Then I don't have to keep them busy.
Yeah, that's always nice. That's how I used to work actually when I was younger and when I was going to college. I lived next door to a guy, they called him the Metal Man. And so he would just like do these demolition jobs where it would be like a commercial grocery store. And we would actually like take all the metal out of it, basically hollow it out, and then we'd blow it up and flatten it and then clean it up. And so I picked up a lot of work that way. He would just pay me cash, like, come out. I was doing that like 16 years old. There'd be days where he'd have like whole AC units in the back and like, oh, your job today is just to tear apart these commercial AC units, put the copper in here, put the aluminum in here, strip the wire that goes in the copper. And so that's basically what I did as a kid. I used to make good money just right there in my backyard, or sometimes you'd have to drive out and do the whole demo. But yeah, that's when I decided I didn't want to spend my whole life doing hard labor. I said, yeah, I'm going to school. I don't want to do this forever. there's no reason my back should be hurting this bad at 18 years old.
Yeah, you have a little of that too.
Yeah. It's not good. Okay, so I did have an issue here. So your email bounced back. So I think I got something wrong. Did you say it was FF Enterprise, or is it Enterprises or Enterprise?
Enterprise
on the email. And then it's Digit, Digit?
Yep.
Okay.
FF on the front.
Yeah.
That's my initial.
Okay. Let me update and refresh. Okay. Yeah, because I got a email delivery failure. So it looks like the text came through, but the emails did not. Okay. All right. And then there is a voice verification. It's like a 60-second recording, and we're basically done here. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Scott. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
FF Enterprises.
Thank you. And the business is an LLC, correct? Because I have it listed as SF Enterprises LLC. Okay. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
Scott Frederick, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Scott, it's important.